Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you as ever to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday the 17th of June at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to ICE. No, not the masked feds, the Inner City Enterprise Group. And we'll be looking at remote medicine and monitoring and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the stories in the websites and papers. The Journal.ie reports that a road bridge over the N11, a new urban park in Sandyford, and a Naas Harbour pedestrian bridge are just some of the 82 infrastructure projects getting funding under a 1 billion euro government fund administered by the new Housing Activation Office within the Department of Housing. The Housing Infrastructure Investment Fund aims to unlock residential zoned land banks. The Housing Minister James Brown said yesterday that many of the projects are shovel ready and are just waiting to go to tender. He called for local authorities to move in parallel with developers so housing can be realised on sites very quickly. The approved projects will enable the delivery of 86,000 new homes and provide the potential for a further 113,000 homes, said the minister. Owen O'Hare in the Business Post reports that a company that lost a 50 million euro car clamping contract after more than 20 years has challenged Dublin City Council's unlawful and manifestly erroneous award of the tender to a rival. In legal action launched last month against DCC, Q-Park and its subsidiary Dublin DSPS said that it had serious concerns around the tender process under which the parking operator APCOA was earlier this year awarded the 51 million euro contract for on-street parking services earlier this year. However, lawyers for Dublin City Council told the judge that there would be significant financial consequences for the public purse if APCOA did not take over the five-year contract. DSPS has been managing vehicle clamping and towing services for Dublin City Council since 2004. The Journal.ie reports that the EU Parliament has passed a ban on marketing plant-based foods as steak or bacon, though veggie burgers will get to stay on European menus. The ban, which still needs a final green light from member states, marks a win for livestock farmers who argue that plant-based foods mimicking meat risk both misleading consumers and harming their sector. This is a victory for our producers, for their expertise and for the clarity owed to consumers, said Céline Imart, a cereal farmer and an MEP from France. The text restricts the use of generic label meat, as well as a long list of items, including veal, pork, chicken, turkey, duck and lamb.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.